Ian, a fourth trip to Wembley for you?
Yeah, it's to pinch myself, to be fair, it's a very special achievement and something I'm very proud of.
What's your record like?
1-2, lost one. Lost one in the last minute to West Ham and beat Cardiff and Yeovil.
So you've sampled it both. First of all, tell us what it's like not to win there, because everybody talks about it. It's a great place to win, but it's just horrible to lose there.
It is, simple as that. It's the worst feeling in the world to watch the other team go up and lift the trophy while you're stood there and all your fans have left the stadium. It hurts, simple as that. It's not a nice feeling.
Ruins your summer, I would guess.
It certainly does when it's a playoff final and you're not playing the league above. It's hard to get yourself going for the next season. It's playoff finals are high pressure, you know, life or death games, simple as that. So it's going to be nice this time to go and enjoy a cup competition.
So which feeling will you perhaps use to drive you on? Do you use the kind of negativity of losing, thinking, I don't want that again, or do you use the joy of winning there to drive you on? How do you balance it?
I think it's a bit of both, is the answer to that. Obviously, I've told the boys it is the worst place to lose. You don't want to lose there. That'll be probably the biggest driving force, because I don't want to be stood there after the game seeing our fans leave the stadium disappointed and seeing them lift the trophy. That'll hurt more than anything. We need to make sure we go there and give it our best shot and be the ones to climb them stairs.
Those that haven't played there, what are they in for when they walk into that stadium?
That's a difficult one. I mean, there's nothing that can prepare yourself for it, especially from some of the younger lads that have been playing non-league football, you know, recently as this season. You just need to go there and enjoy it, simple as that. There's no point going there and being fearful or nervous. You need to go there and show the world how good you are. It's the best stage in the world to play at, the best stadium in the world, in my opinion, so just go out there and enjoy it.
Do you feel it in your legs? Does it take your breath away? Does that take some getting used to?
Yeah, a lot of people say, why do players cramp up at Wembley? It's not from a lack of fitness, it's just purely down to nervous energy. The amount of nervous energy you're burning days before, not just the day of a game. You know, you don't sleep as well as you'd like because you're thinking about the game, thinking about the stadium and the whole place. You just need to go there, like I say, and just enjoy it, and hopefully the nerves don't take over and you can show everyone how good you are.
Do you enjoy this part? The press, the going to the hotel a couple of days before, the looking around the stadium. Do you enjoy that or not?
Yeah, I love it. It's, you know, it's part of the experience. It's the whole Wembley experience. This is what it's about. Obviously, I've been very fortunate to play at a much higher level, and this is just part and parcel of the job, simple as that. You have to do press days, you have to do media. Probably for the younger boys, it'll be slightly different, but like I say, the whole Wembley experience is a fantastic thing, and you can only enjoy it.
You only want one trip this season, don't you? It sounds quite odd for a player. I mean, I've spoken to one or two of the lads have all said, we don't want two trips there. Yeah. For a player to say we don't want two trips to Wembley in one season is quite odd.
Yeah, definitely. Having played in playoff finals, it's not a nice place, place to be. You know, this squad, I've said all season, is the main aim is promotion, automatic promotion. Anything less than that is a big underachievement on our part. It's nice to have the day in the cup on Sunday, and after that we've got six more cup finals in the league. This club needs to be playing in League One next season, and hopefully we'll go on to do that.
How do you rate your chances on Sunday?
I think we're good chances. We don't fear them. I'm sure they don't fear us, but we know we've got some very good players in this squad, players that could play at a much higher level, so hopefully we can go out there and enjoy the stage and play football how it should be played. That's what we do. We play nice, open, expansive football, and you know that's suited to Wembley. I'm sure they'll do the same, and it'll be a good game.
And that's good, isn't it, that Peterborough like to play that way too?
Definitely, because in the league sometimes, you know, we're a big scalping league too. Teams come and, you know, park the bus in front of goal or whatever. It's difficult for us to break down. It's going to be nice to have a game where both teams are going to be going at it, hammer and tongue, and hopefully we'll come out the winners.
How's the manager amid all of this? What's he like as the leader of the group?
He's like an excited kid at the minute. He's like a kid at Christmas. He's, it'd be his first time managing at Wembley. He's very excited. He's very proud of what we've achieved, and we're very proud to have him as a manager. He's a great guy, a great manager, and hopefully he'll go on to manage there many more times.
Finally, have you got much of your family there?
I was saying it's difficult when you've been there four times in 7 years. Like the cost,
not again, Ian.
I know, the cost of it all. They're all doing me head in with it. I've gone from having 40 or 50 tickets to just 9 or 10 now. So the main, you know, the immediate family are going. That's the main thing, and the rest will be watching it on telly, I guess.